let that music say...
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Fred Clark, Roy Glenn, Will Wright, Vince Townsend, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Charles Correll. You know, everyone has his own pet way of relieving the misery of a cold. But the best remedy that I know is Rexall Anapac. The reason is that Anapac combines antihistamine with APC compound. And that way, you get both quick relief from cold symptoms and also from the headache and fever that frequently accompany a cold. So the next time a cold hits you, take Anapac as directed on the label. That's A-N-A. PAC, Anapac, at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Well, 2 years ago, the Mystic Knights of the Sea held their annual convention in St. Louis. Last year, it was in New York, and this year, the delegates are convening in Los Angeles, California. The New York chapter of this great fraternal organization has voted $1,500 to send the Kingfish and his wife with Andy as a delegate. This is the furthest away any of them have been away from home. And naturally, there's a great deal of excitement as Mama sees them off at the 125th Street station.
Oh, 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 children, I'm so excited. Where's the train? Where is that train?
George, would you tell Mama not to stand so close to the tracks? The train might come in and hit her.
Yeah.
George, tell her to step back. What are you waiting for? Here comes the train.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Step back, Mama.
All right, all right.
Well, here we are. There's a good old train going to carry us out west. Let's get on board. Andy done already got on at the Grand Central Station. He on the train already.
Oh, here comes the porter to help us with the bag.
Oh, I'm so excited.
May I help you?
Yes, we are in compartment C, porter. This bag is ours, and this one, and this one.
Fine. Now, what about this big, fat, overstuffed one here?
That's my mom-in-law. She ain't going...
Watch it, son-in-law. One more crack like that, and you're going to pine box it to California in the baggage coach ahead.
Well, Mama dear, this is goodbye for a while.
My baby is going on.
Take it easy there, Mama. You sound like roundup time at the slaughterhouse.
Well, goodbye, Mama.
Goodbye, my darling.
And goodbye, Mama dear. And take care of your sweet self.
Why, that's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
Yeah, well, climb up the steps there, Sapphire. Here we go, the train about to move. There we go.
Goodbye! Goodbye!
Goodbye, Mama, you big fat pig.
Did you say that to Mama?
Well, I can afford to say it now, Sapphire. The train is moving.
Well, George, I'm ready for bed. You can get in the berth now.
Yeah, let me get my things off. Hey, wait a minute here. You didn't leave no space for me to hang my clothes.
What you mean, George?
Well, now look at that, Sapphire. Your bustle's hanging on one hook, your transformation on another one, and your overstuffed camisole on another one. If we had a train wreck, they'd find more of you on the hooks than in the berth.
Well,
Well, Porter, thanks for a lovely trip. I left a little something for you back under the pillar in the compartment.
Thank you, sir.
George, what did you leave for the porter?
Nothing, Sapphire, but by the time he goes through those bedclothes, we'll be out of the station. Thank you, Dorman. Just put the suitcases down there. I'll take care of you when we leave. This is a nice room. Thank you, bellboy. You can put the ice water on the dresser. I'll take care of you when we leave.
George Stevens, why do you tell everybody you take care of it when you leave? Them same boys won't be on duty when we leave the hotel.
Well, that's my system. When we leave, I'll tell the fella that's on duty then that we took care of the other boys when we arrive. Well, I tell you, when I checks out at the hotel, the help is all beating each other to death for 2 weeks afterwards.
Well, George, I'm going to get unpacked and get over to the convention home.
Yeah, well, now look, honey, while I think of it, would you let me have our expense money and our railroad tickets so I can put it in my wallet for safekeeping?
No, sir, George, no, sir. I'm holding on to the money and the ticket. I'm making sure they're safe. I got them pinned right here in my camisole.
Yeah, well, that big wad do fill you out nice, sir. Trouble is, the more you dip into the bankroll, the more you lose as you figure. Look here, now, I'm a man. You better let me have the money.
No, sir, George Stevens. I'm keeping that money right here in my camisole.
Now, wait a minute, honey. You know the performance you have to go through to get it out. I don't want you gypsy Rosalie-ing every time I want to buy a cup of coffee. I demand that you give me the money for safekeeping.
All right, George. Here you is.
Yeah, that's better.
But let me tell you something. If you lose this money, you're going to have to answer to me, and there's going to be plenty of trouble. You hear that, you bum?
All right, I'm going down the hall to see Anna. Oh, me, her mouth has been on Standard Time, Central Time, Mountain Time, and Pacific Time. She's been yapping in every time zone from Albany to Albuquerque. Well, Anna, how do you like the hotel we're staying at here?
Oh, I like it. Special that American plan.
Yeah, and it's nice to have the meals come with the price of the room.
Oh, yeah. I noticed the meal schedule on the back of the door. Breakfast 7 to 11, lunch 12 to 3, and supper 4 to 8. Look like I ain't gonna be away from the table more than 3 hours a day.
Yeah, when you see that sign, American plan, it really brings out your patriotism, don't it, boy?
Yes, sir. Hey, Kingfish, you got my expense money and the return ticket. I'd like to have them.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. Look here, I'm going to hang on to them.
Yeah, but in the past, you has been known to get tickets and stuff mixed up.
Now, what you talking about, boy? Just mention one time that I ever got tickets mixed up.
Well, how about that time old brother Jackson passed on? You was supposed to ship him back to Georgia for the funeral. And what'd you do?
What?
You sent him on a beautiful 2-week cruise to Bermuda.
Oh,
good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Bismarex is a good example. This popular antacid with the exclusive Rexall formula often neutralizes excess stomach acidity within 1 minute. And Bismarex contains special ingredients that work in a continuous relay, easing gastric distress, soothing and protecting irritated stomach membranes. That's why Bismarex gives both fast and prolonged relief from acid-upset stomach or acid indigestion. Keep it in your family medicine chest. Bismarex, Bisma-Rex, at Rexall Drug Stores, everywhere.
And so, fellow brothers of this great convention, if you will follow this course, I will lead you people down the path of victory. I thank you.
fine speech you make, Hank.
Well, thank you, Brother Davison. Well, I'll see you boys later, going up to the room, rest up. Well, I fooled the brothers again. Little do they know that I swiped that speech from Tom Dewey back in 1944. I was give it now at 8 convention. All in all, I's done a lot better with it than he done.
Brother Stevens from New York. Glad to see you. How are you, boy? How are you?
Ha, ha, ha! Don't slap me on the back like that, Muscle. I got a loose bridge here. My bicuspid's liable to end up grinning at you from the linoleum.
We haven't met before, but I'm Robbie Richards, chairman of the welcoming committee.
Oh, chairman of the... Oh, excuse me. How you do? How you do, sir? Glad to know you.
Now, look, confidentially, Stevens, I want to put you wise to something.
Well, thanks just the same, Brother Richards, but my wife's along.
No, not that. It's just that a lot of Sharpies work these conventions, you know, a lot of con men.
Well.
Matter of fact, some of the brothers got taken pretty bad last year in New York.
Yeah, well, don't worry about me. I got my wallet in my back pocket here, and just for protection, I got a big fish hook right over it. If anybody goes for it, they'll get gaffed like a flounder.
Well, I'll tell you what, friend. I've been helping out a few of the brothers by taking their money and the tickets and putting them here in the hotel safe. Now, I'd be mighty glad to do it for you, too, friend.
Yeah, put it in the hotel safe.
Yeah,
yeah, well, long as you're on the committee, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, let me get it out here. There you is. There's our tickets and $1,200 in there.
Fine, fine. Now, anytime you want it, it'll be in the hotel safe under my name, Robert Richards.
Oh, thank you, sir. But say, Miss Richards, before you go, would you mind taking this fish hook out of my hand? Yeah. Well, come on, Andy. Let's go up to the desk here. I want to get some money out of my wallet.
Yeah, you know, that was nice of that Bobby Richards to put the money in the safe under his name. Nice of the fellow to good Samaritanate you like that, you know it?
Yeah, well, here he is. I'll talk to him. Excuse me, Mr. Desk Clerk. I, as Kingfish Stevens of the New York delegation, I'd like to get some money out of my wallet.
Your wallet?
Yeah, it's here in the hotel safe under the name of Robert Richards.
Robert Richards. I'll go check.
Oh, yeah, Andy. When this fella, Robert Richards, come up to me, I knowed he was a real nice fella. I could tell by the way he was dressed. He was wearing a checkered vest and spats.
Spats, huh?
What's wrong, Andy?
The last fella I seed wearing spats, I give him $62 and he sold me to Essex Agency in Vancouver.
Don't be so... Wait a minute, Andy. Here come the clerk back.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Stevens, but there's nothing in our safe under the name of Robert Richards.
Well, that's fine. Nothing in the safe under that name?
No.
Say, Kingfish, I never felt one of these California earthquakes, but I got a feeling this is the way they begin.
I see what has happened. Now, mister, would you check under the name of George Stevens?
When I went back, I already did that.
Did that, huh? Then would you do me a favor and go back there and check under the name of Mortimer Hoggensmeller?
Very well.
Say, Kingfish, who in the world is Mortimer Hoggensmeller?
I ain't got the faintest idea, Andy, but it's just one last shot in the dark, boy.
Kingfish, what is you going to do? We are stranded 3,000 miles away from New York with no money.
Yeah, Andy, I got in a long-distance call now for Algonquin J. Calhoun in New York.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Good old Calhoun. Yeah, he ought to come to our rescue.
Oh, yeah, Andy, I tell you, wait a minute. Hello?
This is the hotel operator. We're ready on your New York call.
Yeah, put it right through then.
Hello, Calhoun speaking.
Hello, this is Los Angeles.
Hiya, Lois. What's new?
No, Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, Miss Anderson.
Hello.
Who's this?
The Kingfish.
Listen, Kingfish, would you get off the phone? I try to make a date with a gal, yeah.
No. It ain't no
gal, it's me.
Kingfish, I wouldn't go out with you if you were the last person on earth.
Hello, Calhoun, I'm calling from California. Can't you hear me?
Oh, Kingfish, how's the convention?
Fine. You sure you can hear me now?
There's a bell.
Is I talking loud enough?
Coming in clear.
I need $500.
We must have a bad connection.
Calhoun, didn't you hear what I just said?
No, couldn't understand a word of it. Besides that, I'm broke.
Now listen, Calhoun, I can't go into details, but some sharper here done got all our money and our railroad tickets. Me and Andy and Sapphire stranded us here in Los Angeles. Now we got to get home. This is the last day of the convention.
Well, now, look, why don't you cash a check at the hotel desk and get enough money to pay the hotel bill and buy the railroad tickets home? You know, just draw a check on your New York bank account.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea, cash a check, but there's only one little hitch.
What's that?
I ain't got no New York bank account.
Well, Kingfish, if I know it's you, that ain't gonna stop you.
Yeah, well, I'll think of something. I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah, but there's just one more thing, Kingfish.
What's that?
Tell that Lewis gal if she ever come to New York to look me up.
All right. Andy, Calhoun has got a great idea.
Yes, huh?
I'm going to cash a check at the hotel desk and get enough money to buy the tickets back to New York.
Well, Kingfish, I don't know about this check-cashing business. We'll liable end up staying in California as guests of the state in that place they call San Quinine.
Now, here is your Rexall Family Druggist.
If you're taking vitamins, take the kind that gives you 3 big extras, plus red vitamin B12, and that means take Rexall Plentamins, the multivitamin capsules that give you 10 important vitamins, plus B12, plus liver concentrate and iron. Among the 10, Plentamins give you more than your daily minimum requirement of every vitamin for which such requirements have been established. Remember that your health, your looks, your ability to earn a living, all may be affected by failure to supplement your diet with a dependable, protective, yet non-fattening multivitamin product. So do what thousands are doing. Switch to Plenamins. P-L-E-N-A-M-I-N-S. Plenamins. Sold on a strict money-back guarantee at a cost of only pennies per day at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Come on, Andy. Now listen, Sapphire's up in a room with her bags packed. This has got to work.
Well, I don't like this, Kingfish. I was kind of scared.
Now look, Andy, all we do is cash a check at the hotel desk here, pay our bill, and get back to New York. When we gets back, we'll cover the check.
Well, what are we going to cover it with, a blanket?
Well, it won't be no trouble, Andy. We'll raise the money when we get back there. Now, besides that, in case the fellas ask too many questions here, I has writ up a letter of credit here in my pocket. I got it right with me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, hey, there's the manager over at the desk.
Yeah, let me handle this situation, your auto. Pardon me, Mr. Manager. We is checking out.
Yeah, so we're leaving right away.
Very well. I'll be glad to take care of you.
My name is George Kingfish Stevens, the big New York Mongol. this is Miss Brown. Has you got our bill total rise?
Stevens. Oh, yes, here we are. $208.64.
Oh, mere spittance, yeah. I'd like to pay the thing by check.
You want to pay by check?
No, yeah. You happen to have a blank check there?
Yes, I have a lot of blank checks here in the drawer. Which one do you want?
Well, them blue ones there looks kind of nice. Give us one of them, mister.
You want a blue one?
You have to excuse Mr. Brown. Yeah, he was one of the musicians in the parade yesterday, and he bent over to look at the music and got his head caught between the cymbals, you see. It's still vibrating on him there.
Yeah, I was a mess.
Yeah, mister, now, Is you got a blank check there on the Irving Trust Company?
Irving Trust Company. Irving. Yes, yes. Here you are.
Mm-hmm. By the way, would you mind if I made out the check for just a shade over the amount of the bill? We got a few gratuities that we got to take care of before we leave.
Yes, yes. A gratuity here and a gratuity there. It all adds up.
Mr. Stevens, I don't know whether you're aware of this or not, but it happens to be the practice of this hotel to call your bank in New York and check your account.
You say you're going to call our bank in New York? Well, the thing is that Andy, come back here. Where are you going?
Well, I just thought this was as good a time as any to gratuit out of here.
Now, Mr. Stevens, you certainly don't mind me calling your bank. All I want to do is have someone tell me whether this check is good or not.
Yeah, oh, well, just a minute. Say, Andy, is this check any good?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you was missing. Don't save your phone call.
I'm sorry. We'll still need some verification of your credit from an official of the bank.
Oh, my credit. Well, now, glad you mentioned that. Just so happens that before I left New York, I took the pre-casualty of getting a letter of credit.
Oh, well, a letter of credit, eh? Well, that's fine. You know, for a moment, I thought you two fellows were trying to get away with cashing a bad check.
Hey, what do you say, Andy?
Yeah. Kingfish.
Yeah.
I know we was all laughing here, but these ha-has ain't as jovial as they should be, you know that?
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Let me read you the letter of credit here.
Yeah, this'll fix us up good.
Say here at the top of the letter here, official Bonafide genuine died in the wool letter of credit.
That's the real thing, all right, mister.
Yeah, then I say here, to whom it may concern, especially hotel clerks, sheriffs, policemen, and all other filthy minions of the law. Say here, this is the certify that the Barrow George Stevens ain't no broken down bum. He got a wad of dough in our bank and a bulging safety deposit box that we ain't been able to jam shut for the past 3 years. In view of the above true facts, please extend unlimited credit whenever he finds himself in a jam. Irving Trust Company. Signed at the bottom here by the president. Yours affectionately, Irv.
Convention jokesters. This is a good one you're pulling on me.
A good one?
Yeah. This is funnier than the time the American Legion dumped that bucket of water on my head. Irving Trust Company signed Irv.
Yeah, this is a good joke.
Letter of credit. Oh, you two are a couple of natural-born clowns.
What happened, Kingfish?
Don't stand there. Laugh, clown. Laugh.
Kingfish, what is we doing down here but a railroad station? We ain't got no tickets.
Now, look, Andy, we got to find some way to get back to New York. And I think I got an angle.
Yeah, but what about Sapphire?
Well, I just couldn't face Sapphire, so I left a note for her back at the hotel, Andy, to wire her mama for money.
Oh.
The old Walrus will come through for Sapphire, but she'll never do it for me, you see.
Boy, this is a mess if ever I seed one.
Yeah, well, come on, then. I think I got an idea how we can get back to New York in style.
Well, I'll say one thing, Kingfish. This is the fast train we was on.
Yes, Andy. This is the life. And the wonderful part of it is we got nice accommodations here, too.
Whoa, bossy, whoa, move over, you crowding us, bossy. Kingfish, you call these nice accommodations a cattle car?
Now look, Andy, behind us is a refrigerator car, and ahead of us is a tank car full of pickle brine. Now take your choice, Andy, how does you want to arrive in New York, stiff, smelly, or sour?
Well, I guess we made the smart choice of that. Oh, me. Only thing is, Kingfish, I is getting hungry.
Well, why don't you milk one of our fellow travelers and we'll have breakfast then?
Yeah. ain't never heard a story like this. You and the Kingfish coming all the way from Los Angeles in a cattle car.
Yeah, Amos, it took us 6 whole days.
That was an awful experience.
Yeah, and on top of everything else, the cattle got restless and was looking for somebody to take their temper out on. Me and the Kingfish had to spend half of one night mooing to let them know we was one of them.
You say it all started when the Kingfish give the money and the tickets to this Robbie Richards, who turned out to be a swindler, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Sapphire got home all right. I know she been home for 3 days now.
Yeah, I know it. The Kingfish is up there now. He finally got it up enough nerve to go home and explain the whole thing to Sapphire and her mama.
Yeah, I guess that's going to be quite an argument there, boy.
Oh, yeah. The Kingfish will tell his side, and then Sapphire will tell her side, and then Mama will step in and arbitrate the whole thing by hitting the Kingfish over the head with a vase.
Now look, Sapphire, and listen, Mama, please don't holler at me. I've been through enough already.
Why, you crazy boo! Come across the country in a cattle car.
George Stevens, didn't I tell you to let me keep the money in the first place?
Yeah, I know, honey, but...
And when you found out the money wasn't in the hotel safe, why didn't you come to me?
Well, I was afraid of what you'd do.
Always doing the stupid thing. Always the stupid thing.
Well, you see, Sapphire, I knowed your mama here would send you the money to get back from Los Angeles, and I knowed you'd wire as soon as you read my note.
I didn't have to wire Mama for money. I had all the money in Los Angeles I needed.
Yeah, well, how could you have money? Robbie Richards gypped all the money we had from me.
George, I wanted to take care of the money while we was in Los Angeles, so I had Robbie Richards to get it away from you. George, I had our money and tickets all the time.
No,